We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and continuing our conversation here with Pottawatomie County officials. We've got Dee McKee, Pottawatomie County Commissioner, joining us here this morning. It's been kind of a crazy year, but you wrapped things up here yesterday with your final meeting of 2021. I don't know if you ever kind of feel a sense of accomplishment once you get to the final year and you go into a new year, but had a lot of stuff yesterday.
Yes, and it is the end of our business year, so we did all the transfers that were appropriate and looked at expenditures and whether we came in under budget, which we basically did. With all departments, it's up to them as to how well they managed, and if they had extra money, we looked at that in light of the money that's coming from the state, the ARPA money, American Recovery something. Yeah. Can't even remember all of the
American Rescue Plan Act, I believe, is the
thank you. You remember that because yeah. Acronyms absolutely take me down. As I kiddingly say, I'm a graduate of MSU that makes stuff up. Okay. If you don't know, just try and figure out what those acronyms are. It isn't by accident. But at any rate, we did have a good group of people come in and talk to us, and there were some actions taken based on planning that were to be executed yet in this year. One of the big ones was with probably the emergency services, and came in again with one of the things we can do with the ARPA money, the recovery money, is to build safe medical and health and safety networks. And we did agree to improving the tower communications and handheld communications across the entire county. Most of our services out in the rural area are volunteers. And if they get in a fire like you saw back in Ellis County last week, they need to be able to call in and talk. And when you get down in the lowlands or you get far out where you can't get that communication and you need rescue or you need a pumper truck out here to stop something before it really spreads like it is, that kind of communication is very important in our county and the rural counties. And so we're going on a system that most of the surrounding counties have, and work with them when we did. We did respond to the fire over in Washington County last time with our FEMA people, and they know the organization. We're probably more able to respond with the tanker trucks and things. It was a good meeting on that. We did agree to spend the money on that, $1 million something, on the tower communication systems, and part of that being because everybody has a handheld radio that can go with them out, and it will serve better than we don't always have telephone communication, and we're asking them to use their private communication system on that, and they have different ones, so some services hit it and some don't. That's a big improvement and a blessing to everybody, and all of that money in my position is I've tried to put it into things that the taxpayers across the county would pay for and things that they would all benefit from and or something they're going to have to all pay for because it's on the tax base and it may serve the majority by providing better safety, security, and opportunity.
All right. Well, that's a good upgrade there because, I've traveled up in that part of the – it seems like when you get around Westmoreland and north, if you're on T-Mobile like I am, you don't have much service, and if that's what firefighters are having to rely on is their personal stuff, you certainly don't want that. So, kudos to upgrading the emergency services. I think that's a big need, and of course, maybe not done yet. Hopefully, we'll get some improved broadband here in the new year. I don't know if the legislature is planning on that or not, but
that there is money. Part of the one of the programs out of the federal is to try and put broadband across the country. And it is important to many agricultural people. They run computer systems for figuring out what the moisture is in the ground, how much the production is, what kind of fertilizer they should put on after they can go across the field with the combine, and it records what the production was in each acreage and then say, we need to fix this or fix that. It really is a staple for those people in agriculture anymore, and it has the same thing with cattle if you're breeding them and you want to keep track. There's ways to do that. It's probably more than I even know since I left the farm, but knowing that's important. In our county, Wamego Telephone Company has been a leader in this area trying to develop and keep local the services and do out with broadband to the directions we have. We also have in Home, Kansas, across the other way, I'm not going to name the right name of it, but they come down and do part of Westmoreland. So we have two companies that we're working in and with, and trying to make sure that the growth can be with our local companies rather than somebody that's way out there and comes in, puts them in the ground on our right away, and then we have to figure out how to get them out of there in order to build roads. It's a complication, but a truth that they've given permission to the tower companies to go any place where there's public land, and sometimes it's right in front of something that the public would not want to have, but they have been given overriding rights on those towers, quite a few going up. Just watch. It's, some of it's good, and some of it will be interesting.
Yeah. Well, in terms of the radio towers, how soon is that going to get constructed?
They'll go at it. The towers themselves will probably be riding on somebody else's tower with a system. We didn't go into how does it all operate. We've been talking about it in the meetings quite a while along. But they will be putting there, and then for 1 year, all the equipment's guaranteed, and then for 5 years, they provide maintenance and so on. If anything, lightning or anything like that hits it, it would be our cost, but they're still with us. And they have done other counties. I suppose there's other companies as well. It's not my particular job to go out and decide which one works best with the area we're in, and this one has been in conversation. I think it's Motorola. But I'm glad that we have taken action on that because it is so important. And in responding to rural counties or doing interagency agreements, the rural counties, if most people would think about it, are now down in population to the point where volunteer firemen and volunteer responders are not universally available in a county that may have only 5,000 or 15,000 people. And when they want to have trained firemen, they want them to be trained to do the air packs if they're out in a grass fire or whatever else. They may not even have that equipment. So it becomes a real big interest to making sure that the state doesn't impact and negatively fund some at least quality, if not equitable, kinds of resources for these things in the future. Because when the commissioners get together and they start talking about how do we do this, it becomes very heart-wrenching to know how hard it is in really rural counties to do what we have been able to do because we're more populated and growing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, growing for sure. And we continue to see that on this side of the county towards Manhattan, Blue Township area. Growth is continuing. I know yesterday one of the things was approved was a resolution for water and sewer rates, if I remember right. You might have to clarify for me.
And I wish I could clarify everything about that. When I became the commissioner, it became to find out that water and sewer rates, water is this rural water district number one, and it's tied to the sewer rates in the city of Manhattan because they needed to have our sewer to run their sewer plant. But I'm not using the right word there, but it's a nicer word. But at any rate, that when there's about a 40-page agreement about how that's supposed to work. And when they go up, we're supposed to respond. And the water district has some control over that as well. And we then maintain the services, put in the pipes, and we have a holding fund to take care of some of that. And so we take action on that. I think it was about a 3% raise. It's part of the contracts that are there. It's not necessarily just that we wanted to do it that way, but that's how it's set to maintain. And if you want to read the whole contract, we'll get it to you.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, it's always this always seems to be an end of year type thing here. Water rates going up, and you know whatever municipality you're in.
We have to get a letter from the city of Manhattan in order to take this action. But the contract says when that happens, that is our. If they tell us, then we kind of just nod our heads. It's one of those things, a little bit like, would you rather have a penny a day for 30 days, or would you rather have $1 million? And I think it's written to the point where we would have rather had $1 million payment than a penny a day. But that remains to be seen down the future.
You know, one of the things that I know we're going to probably continue to talk about here in the future, you know, just kind of looking back on this past year is what happens ultimately in Blue Township. I know the city of Manhattan's interested in potentially annexing part of that area. I know you've had your own opinions on this as well. Where do you see this conversation happening and or going toward in 22?
It's a continuation of one that started with the joint land use study, and they gave our region money to talk about governance and initiated a number of people over there to be interested in it. We've had two petitions submitted but not accepted yet by the citizens, and what Manhattan is going to do is supposed to be divulged in the next couple months, and The challenge will be when they actually do that to talk about interagency agreements. We have our own fire police, you know, sheriff's office. Our sheriff is elected. Manhattan has a police officer, but the elected person has authority in our county. And I can't find any agreement in that that says anything other than that our sheriff and everybody that does something that's crime in east of Tuttle Creek and up over to the IHOP. IHOP's in the city of Manhattan, but everything else in that area is all in Pottawatomie County. Then it goes to our jail and our attorneys and our challenges, and we do all the appraising over there, and we do the fights to retain the dark store stuff from Menards and any of those big stores that want to try and change our way of in Kansas of uniform and equally taxing. But those things are impacted in the final decision for me, and I represent this area, and so it's probably more in my mind than in others. If, like, the Blue Township Fire is not part of Pottawatomie Total, they have their own township, and they serve all the way up to the north side of the lake, or excuse me, the east side of the lake, Tuttle Creek. And the water for that group comes from Oldsburg. And so when you start looking at all that, we can't just say, well, you take this and you're going to take all this, and then we can duplicate services or we can collaborate. And I don't know how it plays out.
Yeah, that's a tricky situation.
We need a staff chaplain.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I don't know, has that area outgrown Wamego even, Blue Township?
Don't know. The news, I pretty close, but it's not quite. I can't say yes till I look at what the most recent audit of or census was.
I know it's close. If it's not past it, it's pretty close. But yeah, it's just interesting. You have that many people in a concentrated area, and it's not part of a city, which is unusual.
No, the only person they can call when the water goes. Taxes go, water goes up, or the sewer goes up, or the dogs get out, or the coyotes howl, or the streets aren't fixed. I get the calls, and I keep saying I do believe that it is not. One of the things that should probably, and some people are also considering five commissioners, so that you could have a little more depth at the things that we're running in our county, because it is. We've got major industries in St. Mary's, even in Bellevue, the Onyx plants. Got 400 some employees, and you come on down to Manhattan and have Caterpillar and the growth that we've had there with the seed company, used to be Pioneer. But all those things are really significant, and people need more people to talk to. And the other thing is, by law, and though we don't violate it if we ride in the car together, the open meetings law says that you can't make a decision outside the meeting. Well, we get to go. Sometimes we don't even make a decision in the meeting. So I guess I kind of laugh about that. But if two of us could talk together or just sit there and, you know, talk without having the majority, it would be better. And quite a few counties have done that. People are looking at that over there, and it's been discussed to me. And I said, you know, that's not something I'm going to carry or take care of. It's a discussion of the population about whether they think that would be beneficial. And you might be able to, you know, round up a little more input from what seems to be the north, where the population isn't there.
That's interesting. Would that require a vote here, or would the legislature have to do that?
No, it's a vote. Okay. Local vote.
I see. All right. Well, that's the first I've heard of that. So
you could hear a lot of things if you just sit around long enough. But you know, it is an evaluation of people trying to find out, is there a better way to do what we need to do over there, because there is so much potential.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's interesting. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll continue with Dee McKee here in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.